Thank you for calling.
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Brian McKinney calling. I want to send you my manuscript.
Sure. May I have your name, sir?
Brian McKinney. I was dealing with, actually, I don't know the fellow's name.
I can have you
already Ryan
placed
the order. Chase. What's that?
Have you already placed the order?
I paid, yeah. I paid $1,200.
Okay. I guess that was Ryan Chase. Let me connect your call today. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Brian?
Yeah, that's me.
Brian, this is Ryan.
So
how
I just... Yeah, you're Ryan Chase.
Yes.
Okay, and there's another gentleman that called me. I thought it was another gentleman. Was that you, too, at around 11:30 my time? So.
No.
2:30 your time? No.
No.
With someone else.
Yeah, that was someone else. I actually have shared the invoice with you, and someone from my team was supposed to give you a call. Did you receive that?
I did. I received the call, and then I told him that, you know, my computer takes time to go. It's overloaded with too much junk, and so I wouldn't be able to do it at that time.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
He didn't
okay.
tell me
you
it would take
10 time.
Minutes. I could have done it, but I, you know, anyway, so I told him I'd call now, which I am calling.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. You can take your time, or I'll ask him to give you a call back as well, so, you know, he can guide you around it.
Right, so is he not available?
I'll need to go and check his desk. This is my room. The call was transferred to me because you mentioned Ryan Chase.
Right, I mean, I called this cell phone number, it seems like, because it's listed as Minnesota, which means that it was originally
this number
purchased there. So
no,
someone else from Minnesota... Yeah, but anyway, so
this
I got you. Did they just hand you the phone? Is that what happened?
No, they actually transferred the call to me. Plus, this number is...
Okay, so that number that I have is a regular telephone number, not a cell phone number.
The 716 number that we were speaking with, we were speaking...
No, this is a different...
That's my number. This number is actually the company's
right.
number.
Okay. Okay, so why does it say Tower, Minnesota? I don't understand
this,
that.
This is a toll-free number, and this number was supposed to be, because our sales office was in Minnesota before, so we have been getting
uh-huh.
this number because it's with a lot of clients, and it would have been a mess to, you know, send new numbers to all the clients. So the number...
All right. Well, sorry. I didn't mean to waste your time with this. I just was curious. I'm trying to explain my confusion.
It's okay. I'm here to do that.
But that may be too great a job.
It's okay, Brian. You can ask all the questions. I'm here to help you with that.
Right. So I'm going to put this in a just an attachment and send it to you, which I've already done once with the other editor. But where do I send it?
You spoke with Brian or Jose before?
I didn't catch the person's name, and
okay.
he.
Let me just quickly go ahead
he,
and confirm
yeah.
the team who spoke with you. Whoever had given you the first call, I will ask them to give you a call again so they can actually give you the right email address, or you can just send the files to me. That's perfectly fine. I can share those files with the team as well. You have my email, right?
I have a series of emails, correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then.
So just use that. Just use that.
Yeah, you can just send me the files.
Well, if he wants to call me, I'm fine with that. There's no problem.
Okay, then I'll just have them call you.
But, I mean, I have to sit here and wait in front where I've got projects outside that need to be done. So You know what I mean? Like, how long is it going to be, do you think?
Just 2 minutes, because I'm just going to let them know
great.
You're waiting for the call.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, I'll hang up and wait for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.